serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin with an urgent warning for Ukraine, threatening to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine uses U.S.-supplied missiles to strike inside Russia. This week marks 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. An attorney for two women who testified before the House Ethics Committee speaking out, Joel Leppard telling ABC's Juju Chang, one of his clients saw former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor and that their testimony is not politically motivated.
This is not a political hit job. This is not an anti-Matt Gaetz stance per se. It is more that this is what happened to him. It's true. And they want the American people to know about this as they consider their future attorney general, potentially.
President Trump reportedly working the phones trying to get senators to confirm Gaetz as attorney general. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Tuesday. This is ABC News. A U.S. envoy to the Middle East now saying a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is within grasp. That after talks in Lebanon today. Renewed warnings from the Surgeon General this morning about smoking. A new report says cigarettes still contribute to 500,000 deaths every year. A rough night all around for the Dallas Cowboys at home for Monday Night Football. And as we hear from ESPN's Lisa Salters, it started well before kickoff.
I was standing in this exact spot getting ready to do a hit for SportsCenter when bits of debris started falling from the sky. And you could see just big chunks of what looked like dust, paper, plastic.
Followed by a large piece of metal from the roof of the stadium. Crews were in the process of trying to open it for last night's Cowboys-Texans game. Officials say high winds on the area may have played a part. Nobody was hurt. The roof was closed for the game and the Texans beat the Cowboys 34-10. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, November 29th, beginning at 9 p.m. and ending at 4:30 p.m., the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Shop Local Passport event. You can pick up a game card at the Chamber office or any of the participating businesses. The list will be posted the 25th of this month. And visit as many businesses as you can between November 29th and December 19th and turn in your card to the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce by 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 19th. You will receive one raffle entry for each business visited. If you visit them all, you will get an additional 10 entries. The drawing will take place on Friday, December 20th at the Park Falls Chamber office. Need not be present to win. The winner will be contacted to arrange pickup of prize, and the winner will then get to take home the grand prize basket with items donated by all of the participating businesses. Once again, this begins Friday, November 29th at 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and continues on all the way through to Thursday, December 19th. In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. $1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms. The move comes as the state deals with a surge in teacher turnover, mirroring a national trend.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting Badger State Libraries to join the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks program. Via the initiative, library patrons can check out a daily pass to state parks. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Calling all libraries. The Wisconsin DNR is inviting state libraries to participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program in 2025. The partnership is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and more than 150 libraries across the state to provide cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. The DNR launched this program in fall 2022 with 20 public libraries participating in the pilot program. This year, 160 libraries with more than 200 locations provided daily Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission stickers to check out for library patrons at no cost. As the initiative moves into its fourth year, the DNR is expanding its scope to include public libraries, university libraries, technical college libraries, and others. Check the program out. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com. Northwoods
Weather. We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid 40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers at a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. 98 Q Country.
TV, diet, guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline.
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight. Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need a call. That cabin back seats need I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty-gritty under that pale moon. Sugar stirring, small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing, hearts need falling. Boots need knocking, knocking boots. Knocking boots, girl, me and you. Need shutting, lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty under that pale moon. A sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Knocking boots.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for it.
I love
98Q Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come.
Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, little heavy treat for the morning. Old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and Old Red was headed south. Come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Neon light, it's
Quaker.
It's a great day to be alive.
Time to shine.
98Q Country.
Music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910s, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to swing with the do-say-do, but you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight.
DQ Country, Mary Chapstick Carpenter, we call her now that it's wintertime and down at the Twist and Shout. Country classics are brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. See them at parkmanorwi.com, and they are on Facebook, too. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. And anniversaries, too, if you have one of those. 715-762-3221. You can always email us ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. State high school football championships are going on this weekend. If you enjoy watching that, I think it'll be on, I don't know where they broadcast these anymore. They stream them. I think there's TV feeds also you can watch from Camp Randall. But a lot of northern Wisconsin teams, as usual, Edgar there, Stratford there, just kind of a yearly tradition for those two schools to be around. Grantsburg is there. I mean, you look at divisions 7, 6, 5, you've got Edgar, Grantsburg, Stratford, respectively, all from the north. Baldwin Woodville is there. I had a chance to see them play earlier in the year, so they made it to state. Rice Lake is there also, so state high school football championships will get going Thursday morning, and they'll continue through Friday at Camp Randall in Madison. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries. Cake drawing, of course, comes up on Friday, so get yourself eligible for that. We'll get to all of our celebrants here in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin with an urgent warning for Ukraine, threatening to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine uses U.S.-supplied missiles to strike inside Russia. This week marks 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. An attorney for two women who testified before the House Ethics Committee speaking out, Joel Leppard, telling ABC's Juju Chang, one of his clients saw former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor and that their testimony is not politically motivated.
This is not a political hit job. This is not an anti-Matt Gaetz stance per se. It is more that this is what happened to him. It's true. And they want the American people to know about this as they consider their future attorney general, potentially.
President Trump reportedly working the phones trying to get senators to confirm Gaetz as attorney general. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumaine, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Saturday at 9 a.m., there's a Winter Wonderland Holiday Market in Ashland. This will feature holiday gifts, decor, products, and baked goods from local crafters and vendors. Sign up now to reserve your spot. To register, contact Chris at 715-746-2266. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News & World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and healthcare quality.
The entire list can be viewed at the U.S. News & World Report website. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Birthday wishes. Ron Makovsky is celebrating today. Your wife called in, Ron, and also we had a couple of other emails. Also, Charlie and Tracy also wanted to wish Ron a very happy 84th birthday today. Way to go, Ron. Congratulations to you. Golf applause from the morning show. You share your day on this 19th day of November. If this is a big one for you, you share it with Adam Driver after three Emmy nominations for the HBO series Girls. The one-time Marine nabbed the lead role of Kylo Ren in the Star Wars sequel trilogy, The Force Awakens and the others. 41 for Adam Driver today. Ryan Howard, the former Philadelphia Phillies first baseman, pretty good baseball player, 45 today. That might be an undersell on that. Billy Currington, country music star, 51 today. Jason Albert, the Heartland music group singer, is 51 today. Erica Alexander from Living Single TV show is 55. Travis McNabb, Sugarland's ex Better Than Ezra drummer, but with Sugarland. Travis McNabb, 55. Terry Farrell, the actress from Becker, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, 61 today for Terry Farrell. Jodie Foster, the actress, director. She made her first TV appearance at the age of 5 years old, has won Oscars for The Silence of the Lambs and The Accused, and has done a list of impressive things that are far beyond what we're going to list here. 62, her real name is Alicia Christian Foster, Jody Foster, 62 today. Margaret Hira. Okay, that's not her real name. Meg Ryan, the actress from The Women, Kate and Leopold, Proof of Life, City of Angels, You've Got Mail, go on for Meg Ryan. She's fabulous. She is 63 today. I wonder when she goes to a class reunion if people call her Margaret or Meg, or like when Jodie Foster goes to a class reunion. Is she still Alicia, or what do they call her? She probably doesn't go. Allison Janney, the 65-year-old, a 7-time Emmy winner out of 13 nominations, The West Wing, won 4 for that, couple for Mom, and 1 for Master of Sex. She nabbed a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 2018 for Tanya. Also 65 for Allison Janney today. Ahmad, that's what Viking fans call him, Ahmad Rashad, the former star NFL receiver, became a sportscaster. I don't think he does NBA stuff anymore. He was big into the NBA. Bobby Moore was his born name. Ahmad Rashad. I always called him Ahmad Rashad. Great receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. He tormented the Packers for many years. Calvin Klein, that guy. The jeans, the clothes guy, the designer. He's still going. He's 82 today. Ted Turner, the media billionaire. He founded CNN. And the Goodwill Games, also, he founded that. He owned the Atlanta Braves, also, and operates a chain of restaurants, also. He remarried, he married Jane Fonda, 91 to 01. He's still with us. Ted Turner is 86 today, 86. Dick Cavett, late-night TV show host, is 88 today. Also, Larry King, born on this day. Legendary TV broadcaster, interviewer. Very upfront. He was one of those, I don't know if he was the original, but he was kind of the transition from the traditional
person on TV who would interview people straight up. You know, the Ted Koppels, like, you know, tell me about, I'm an announcer. Look at me. I'm on the radio. I'm on TV. Just that straight up, straight lace kind of thing. Larry King was more laid back. He would kind of lean over the desk, you know, he would say, you know, tell me the real truth. You know, he was more of a laid back type interview style, more of the kind that you see today. Larry King, born on this day, 1933, passed back in 2021. And Alan Young, the human star of TV's Mr. Ed. Hello, hello, Wilbur. Hello. Oh, wait a minute. I got it wrong. No, yeah, I got that right. Okay, I haven't done a Mr. Ed impersonation for a long time. Hello, Wilbur. Hello, Wilbur. So Mr. Ed TV show, he was the guy, not the horse, obviously. So Alan Young, Angus Alan Young. Unique name. 1919, he was born, and Alan Young passed away back in 2016. Everybody can do a Mr. Ed impersonation, right? That's not that hard. You just kind of gravel your voice a little bit, and then you just stammer it. Hello, Wilbur. Hello.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid 40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers at a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
We'll talk about your money. We got Matt Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Coach's Show at 9. Coach Ernst from the Shawamigan Girls. And Matt LaFleur's presser from yesterday. All ahead for you on the 98Q Morning Show.
Stressed down a run lane, racing down the interstate. Spilled hot coffee down the front of my jeans. It's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on number one. Find the girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a she is. Think I found maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind, step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time wasting on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. 98Q Country.
was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned? A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
AQ Country.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in her frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. My girl is happy, rolling on a Vespa. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing.
But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. It's an Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do. Fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the scald in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. So Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy life.
Walker Hayes, we're still patiently waiting more music from him. One of the songs that swept country music a few years ago with Fancy Like. Time to talk about your money. Each Tuesday morning at 8:45, we get Matthew Krieger in here from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. You got the buck all spotted out on the deer cam, all ready to take down that big the big buck this year?
I'm hoping. We had a buck on camera this morning, but we've had a few, so hoping for good luck and hoping to call into the Deer Hunters Roundup with good news.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about unplanned. Sometimes things happen in life, Matt. We're going to talk about maybe thinking ahead to unplanned early retirement. Sometimes life, puts us off track a little bit. We have a whole plan and other things happen. So we're going to talk about some of the steps that maybe people can take to prepare for something like that, for an unplanned early retirement.
Yeah, yep, exactly, Joel. That's what I wanted to talk about today. And I'm not talking about when you retire earlier than you thought, 20 years ago, but when those unexpected things happen, because life certainly happens, and it does happen more frequently than what you would think. Nearly half of current retirees retired earlier than planned. And of that, more than 60% did so due to changes at their company. It could be downsizing, losing a job, things like that. Or, of course, a hardship such as a disability.
Okay.
And for that reason, it's a good idea to take steps now to help prepare for the unexpected. Because, as the old saying goes, life changes.
Yeah.
And you certainly want to be as prepared as possible for that.
Okay.
So the first thing that you can do is save as much as possible in tax-advantaged accounts. If you're forced to retire earlier than planned, your work-sponsored retirement plans, IRAs, and health savings accounts could become critical resources for you. HSA assets can be used tax-free to pay for qualified medical expenses at any time. And you can generally tap your retirement from your retirement plan and IRA assets after age 59 and a half without penalty. Okay. Although ordinary income taxes apply to distributions from pre-tax accounts, qualified withdrawals from Roth accounts are certainly tax-free.
Okay.
And in addition to that, the IRS has identified several situations in which retirement account holders may be able to take penalty-free early withdrawals. These include disability, terminal illness, leaving an employer after age 55. So know that that's for work-based plans only. If you have a 401k at work and you are forced to retire or just retire just in general after age 55, you actually have access to those funds penalty-free.
Okay.
The second thing that you can do is certainly pay down debt. And know that this is a topic just when talking about retirement in general, is that generally it's wise to enter retirement with as little debt as possible. Ensuring your financial plan includes a strategy for paying down student loans, credit card debt, auto loans, and mortgages can help you minimize your income needs later in life.
Okay.
And also, it's, again, the third thing here is know your bare bones budget. And I think this is good advice, again, for anybody, not just if you're, you know, have unplanned early retirement. But another way to help cushion the shock of an unexpected early retirement is knowing exactly how much you spend each month on your basic necessities, including housing, food, utilities, transportation, and healthcare. Maintaining a written budget throughout the life's ups and downs will help you quickly identify how much income you'd need over the short term while you work on a longer term income replacement strategy. And it's important to look at that, you know, on a regular basis, just so you know how much income you'll need.
Right, exactly.
And then fourth is understanding Social Security benefits. If you stop working due to disability, you may qualify for Social Security disability insurance benefits if you meet certain requirements. You must have met a certain number of work credits in a job covered by Social Security and have a physical or mental impairment that has lasted or is expected to last at least 12 months or result in death. If you remain eligible, benefits may continue up until age 65 and then convert to Social Security retirement benefits. And if you need to retire earlier than planned for reasons unrelated to a disability and are eligible for Social Security retirement benefits, you can apply as early as age 62. However, and I know we've talked about this plenty of times, starting payments prior to your full retirement age, which would be between ages 66 and 67, depending on your year of birth, will result in a permanently reduced monthly benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that.
And then lastly, real quick.
Yeah, I would guess the most common reason why people do that early retirement would be two would be health. And like you said before, maybe losing your job. Those are probably a couple of the biggest, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely, especially for that unplanned early retirement, absolutely, is mainly because of those two reasons.
Yeah, okay.
No doubt. And the last thing to consider is your health insurance. Terminating employment prior to age 65, could you leave you without health insurance? You may opt to continue your employer-sponsored health coverage for a limited time, and that would be through COBRA, although this may be quite expensive. If anyone's ever looked at COBRA prices with health insurance, they certainly can be expensive. But if you're married and your spouse works, you may be able to get coverage under their plan. You may also seek coverage through the federal or state-based health insurance marketplace, which has certainly become very popular through healthcare.gov. And know that if you receive Social Security disability benefits, you'd automatically qualify for Medicare after being on Social Security disability for 24 months. That's a little known rule that people aren't certainly aware of, maybe if they are on Social Security disability, that after 24 months or 2 years, they're eligible for Medicare, regardless of their age.
All right. Very good. Well, I mean, if someone out there is considering early retirement, maybe not forced, maybe unforced. Having that conversation is something that I'm sure is very common for you, Matt. They can always give you a call, sit across a table face to face, and kind of crunch the numbers, right?
Absolutely. And kind of that last point there about health insurance, that's usually one of the big factors in someone's decision to retire early. And if they can afford it, then that's certainly something that we can help with, and trying to find that plan that's affordable for you that fits your needs as well.
Very good. Locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford, pioneer-financial.net. Or they can always give you a call, and you can set up a time to sit down and talk about it, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, 748-3231. All right, Matt, thank you so much. Good luck tracking that big 30-pointer out there this weekend. We'll chat with you next Tuesday with stories of hunting greatness, okay?
I sure hope so.
All right,
good luck to all the other hunters out there.
All right, thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning right at this time at 8:45 to chat a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Bonacera! Dive into pasta night at Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut, Wisconsin. Savor Alfredo, lasagna, ravioli, and garlic bread every Wednesday starting at 4.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
All right. We took a couple weeks off from the Coaches Show, but we're back featuring our winter sports teams, and we'll feature Coach or Two each Tuesday and Coach LaFleur's presser from yesterday coming up after the 9 o'clock news. But the Shawamigan girls, this is the first day that